Former Texas Governor Ann Richards is among the many who've come to Washington to be a part of the Women's March. Governor, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just great.
I understand that you are here with children, your children.
I am. I'm excited about that.
And your grandchildren. Do they all share the same views that you have about women's issues, or is there some debate among the family?
Well, fortunately, the debate has not been very strong. No. We are in total unanimity that a woman deserves the right and the independence and the freedom in this country to be and do all of the things that she would choose to do.
Well, Governor, hasn't the perception of the fetus changed over the years? Because if you think about the medical advances that have taken place, we have doctors who perform surgeries on fetuses, and women who are pregnant take home pictures of the fetus that they've received from ultrasounds, put them up on the refrigerator. And doesn't that have an impact on the argument? And doesn't it suggest that there needs to be some change in how abortion rights groups argue their case?
I don't think there's been any question that the people who oppose abortion have done a very good job in changing the argument, in no longer making this a matter of freedom and independence, but making it instead over what right belongs to an unborn fetus, an embryo, something that has not yet taken on what you and I would call a life. And because they have been able to direct the issue to the fetus, not to the person bearing that fetus, it has made the argument seem as if someone who can defend themselves against someone who can't. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have had this right now for, 30 years? Young women today have no idea what it was like. They have heard of back alley abortions. They have seen pictures of coat hangers that women unwound to force into themselves. But they have no idea what it was really, really like. They also do not understand that the devil is in the details. This is the government getting into the lives of women and making those decisions for them. And it's being done by a group of people who insist that the government has no right telling them how to worship, what to do in their religious circumstances. But they want the government involved in these personal decisions.
Governor, I understand that part of the goal and one of the reasons why this march is being held is also the issue about the safety of abortions. You say that young women don't know about back alley abortions and those sorts of things. If the goal is to make sure that abortions are safe for women, why aren't some of the measures that the anti-abortionist suggests, parental notification, informed consent, and waiting periods, why can't that be part of the equation, or shouldn't it be?
Well, again, it all sounds good on the surface, but in reality, the details require that a judge is going to make the decision about whether or not a child is born or not, not a medical doctor. I have seen those pieces of legislation time and time again. The practicality of it is that this is a medical decision that has to be made by a doctor, a woman, and whatever religion she might practice. But the legislation always requires that the child have representation before a judicial hearing, and then the judge decides whether or not that child can make that decision or not. It's ridiculous.
Well, organizers of this march, Governor, say they hope to make abortion rights the third rail in this election, sort of like Social Security. But isn't the issue likely to be pushed back or aside just because we have this war in Iraq going on?
Well, I think the war in Iraq is going to take up a lot of discussion in the airwaves, but the reality of it is that the women in America make decisions differently than the men. Women look for the issues that are going to directly affect their families and their communities. It could be education. It could be the economy. It could be equality in the workplace. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think that the rights of women to choose when or whether they are going to bear children is going to have an impact on this election. And my attitude is that no judge, no bureaucrat, no government employee has a right to tell a woman when or whether she is going to have a baby.
Governor Ann Richards, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks a lot for having me.